Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this week we're going to start out with the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. If you're interested in tickets, you can go to dpacnc.com, the DPAC Ticket Center, at 919-680-2787, or visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Of course, Ticketmaster is also another place you can get the tickets. All right, coming up, the performances at DPAC. On Wednesday, October 29th, it's Susan Boyle for the very first time in her phenomenally successful career. Susan will be holding her own on American stages, performing a sensational and contemporary repertoire of iconic album tracks and never-before-heard classics that will captivate and enthrall her audiences. Sunday, November 2nd, Philip Phillips. Platinum-selling singer-songwriter Philip Phillips' latest album, Behind the Light, was released to critical acclaim. Behind the Light is the follow-up to Phillips' hugely successful debut album, The World from the Side of the Moon, which spawned the single Home, one of the biggest tracks of 2012, with more than 5 million copies sold. Thursday, November 6th, it's Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. As a former member of Drive-By Truckers, Jason Isbell's music and lyrics are influenced by his southern rock and country roots. In addition to his 2014 Americana Music Awards nominations, he was recently voted number one male vocalist and number three best songwriter by Nashville Scene's 14th Annual Country Music Critics Poll. November 7th, 8th, and 9th, it's Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has become one of the most distinctive voices in comedy with his laser-precise views on race, class, and popular culture. A true journeyman who has worked in the entertainment industry since he was 14, Chappelle rose to the height of fame on the strength of his groundbreaking Chappelle's Show and stand-up specials. That's Dave Chappelle, November 7th, 8th, and 9th at DPAC. Then coming up on Tuesday, November 11th, it's Melissa Etheridge and her This Is Me tour. Wednesday, November 12th, So You Think You Can Dance tour, 2014. Thursday, November 13th, Straight No Chaser, Happy Hour Tour. Friday, November 14th, Ghost Brothers of Darkland County, special theatrical event by Stephen King, John Mellencamp, and T-Bone Burnett. Saturday, November 15th, at DPAC, QDR Country for Kids, with Montgomery Gentry, Casey Musgraves, The Cadillac 3, and Jason Michael Carroll. Sunday, November 16th, it's trumpet virtuoso Chris Botti. Chris Botti's early career was spent crafting his skills in settings reaching from the Buddy Rich Big Band and Frank Sinatra to Natalie Cole and Joni Mitchell. Throughout the 90s and into the new century, Botti played extensively with Paul Simon and had an especially creative association with Sting. November 18th through the 23rd, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. This is the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical from the creators of The Sound of Music and South Pacific that's delighting audiences with its contemporary take on the classic tale. This lush production features an incredible orchestra, jaw-dropping transformations, and all the moments you love. The pumpkin, the glass slipper, the masked ball, and more, plus some surprising new twists. Once again, November 18th through the 23rd at DPAC, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. November 28th through the 30th at DPAC, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Tuesday, December 2nd, it's Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Wednesday, December 3rd, Anthony Hamilton, Home for the Holidays. Thursday, December 4th, Joe Bonamassa. And Friday, December 5th, it is John Oliver. At the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, October 29th, that's a Wednesday, Storm Large of Pink Martini. Storm Large, cartwheeled out of the gutter of her checkered past, across a thousand punk rock stages, and into her infamously Googled stint on a rock and roll reality series. That's Wednesday, October 29th at Carolina Theater. More information, 919-560-3030. And the tickets for her, the Storm Large show, $26. Wednesday, October 29th, otherwise known as Sheila the Great. Tickets are $8. Thursday, October 30th, Riff Tracks Live, Anaconda. Tickets starting at $27. Sunday, November 2nd, Jad Abumrad of Radio Lab. Tickets $27. Tuesday, November 4th, Robin Trower, the original guitar hero, and tickets start at $27. Okay, we're going to talk about some of the audio description information that's provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place. And some of those events coming up, November 4th, 7:30 p.m. performance, The Member of the Wedding. It's Triad Stage on South Elm Street in Greensboro. You can call 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. November 5th, 5 p.m. performance, Mirandy and the Brother Wynn. This is Raleigh Little Theater. Tickets online at RaleighLittleTheater.org, or you can call 919-821-3111. November 11th, 7:30 p.m., Into the Woods, Playmakers Repertory Company at Paul Green Theater. Playmakers Repertory Company is housed in the Center for Dramatic Art on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. Box office phone number is 919-962-7529. November 18th, 7:30 p.m., A Midsummer's Night Dream, Playmakers Repertory Company once again at Paul Green Theater. The box office number, 919-962-7529. December 14th, 5 p.m., Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance to add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. It's performed in the Sutton Theater on Pogue Street next to Cameron Village. The ticket's $33, box office 919-821-3111. December 16th, 7:30 p.m., Snow Queen at Triad Stage. At the box office number is 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Ticket prices range from $20 to $48. December 20th, 3 p.m., Black Nativity, a holiday tradition from the Justice Theater Project at Titmus Theater on Dunn Avenue in Raleigh. You can call 919-264-7089 or etix.com. Tickets are $18 to $27. December 28th, 2 p.m. This, once again, we're talking about audio-described performances. December 28th, 2 p.m., The Nutcracker, Carolina Ballet at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. The ballet line for more information and tickets, 919-719-0900. Keep in mind also that three Triangle Area movie theaters are showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies: Raleigh Regal Stadium 14, North Hills Mall; Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12, Beaver Creek Commons; and Garner Regal White Oak Stadium 14 on Timber Drive. Now make sure you call ahead and check all the information for the audio description service. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, more information available on the performances at 919-996-8700. Coming up October 29th, Shaping Sound at Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $50.71 to $84.87. VIP ticket includes meet and greet. November 1st, it's Phantoms of the Orchestra, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. October 31st and November 1st, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Tickets are $45. November 2nd, Beethoven, Mass in C and Choral Fantasy, North Carolina Master Chorale at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 7th and 8th, Copeland in Mexico. This is the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $18 to $55. November 8th, for the kiddies, Yo Gabba Gabba, AC Entertainment and Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. Price range of the tickets, $21.75 to $41.75. November 9th, Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. Ticket prices range from $25.43 to $85.38. November 13th, Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. November 14th, Brandenburg, North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites. Tickets are $28 at Maymandy Concert Hall. November 21st and 22nd, Brandenburg and Brahms, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Ticket prices at Maymandy Concert Hall, $18 to $55. November 23rd, Harlem Quartet with Misha Dichter, piano, Raleigh Chamber Music at Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $10 to $30. November 28th through December 24th, long run here, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, presented by Broadway Series South at Fletcher Opera Theater. Ticket prices range from $20 to $50. November 28th at Memorial Auditorium, The Whispers with Evelyn Champagne King. Tickets $35 to $65. Closing out November the 26th through the 29th, it's Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Okay, here's the lineup for Goodnight's Comedy Club. You can give them a call at 919-828-5233. They're on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, it's Charlie Murphy. Charlie has toured nationally with fellow Chappelle Show cast members Bill Burr and Donnell Rawlings. Charlie Murphy and friends and a co-headlining tour with Mike Epps followed. Next, Murphy co-headlined the 20-city Maxim Bud Light Real Men of Comedy Tour with Joe Rogan and John Heffron. Again, that's Charlie Murphy at Goodnight's Comedy Club, October 30th, 31st, and November 1st. November 6th, 7th, and 8th, it's Rich Voss, best known from NBC's hit reality show Last Comic Standing. Rich Voss is one of the most exciting and broadest headlining comedians in the country. November 14th and 15th, at Goodnight's, Bill Bellamy. Staying busy is not a problem for Bill Bellamy, whose flourishing career encompasses the worlds of feature film, television, comedy, and more. November 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho is a comedian, fashion designer, actress, author, and singer-songwriter. Cho, of Korean ancestry, is best known for her stand-up routines, through which she critiques social and political problems, especially those pertaining to race and sexuality. November 28th and 29th at Seton Smith, applying smooth charisma to a layer of explosive energy, topped off with unforgettable characters sure to permanently reside in your brain. Seton Smith leaves his audience in a state of comedic euphoria. He also is an online phenom, signing a deal with Sierra Mist, where he's able to showcase his chops at producing the skit Pimpin' Referee. And he's a YouTube favorite with his popular web series, Annoy Charlie Smith, Incorporated. December 3rd through the 6th, Julian McCullough. And then December 10th through the 13th, it's Dan Cummins. In the last 5 years, Dan has released two critically and commercially successful CDs on Warner Brothers Records, Revenge is Near and Crazy with a capital F. Keep in mind, we've got a special note about Goodnight's Comedy Club and maybe other venues as well. Please research the comedy material offered by the performer just in case the content may not be suitable for you and or your family members. Carolina Performing Arts at Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill, November 6th and 7th, it's Curlew River, Benjamin Britten's dramatic homage to the Japanese no play. Luminous tenor Ian Bostridge returns to Memorial Hall with an outstanding British cast and composer Benjamin Britten's unforgettable church parable, Curlew River. November 14th, it is MIPSO and Steep Canyon Rangers. Sunday, November 16th, Diane Reeves, the foremost female jazz vocalist in the world today. Four-time Grammy winner Diane Reeves brings her incandescent voice back to Memorial Hall. Adored for her virtuosity, improvisational prowess, and unique jazz and R&B stylings, she has appeared extensively with Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and has recorded with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and appeared with the Berlin Philharmonic. Friday, November 24th, at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, Batsheba Dance Company. Known for its power, speed, and passion, Israel's Batsheba Dance Company, celebrating its 50th anniversary, is among the most electrifying contemporary dance companies in existence. Saturday, November 22nd, it's Milton Nascimento. Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Monday, December 8th, Jazz for the Holidays, North Carolina Jazz Repertory Orchestra, with special guest Renee Marie. And Friday, January 23rd, Shabana Azmi at Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. NCSU Center Stage, tickets available online at purchase.tickets.com, at Ticket Central in Thompson Hall, or by phone at 919-515-1100. And NCSU Center Stage, Saturday, November 1st, it is Nano Stern. Chilean guitarist Nano Stern's rise to fame has been meteoric, with a devoted following that stretches out from Chile into Latin America, north to Canada and the USA, over to Europe, and down to Australia. A guitar virtuoso with a powerful singing voice, he is noted for his passionate, charismatic live performances that reflect his poetic advocacy for social justice. And on Thursday, November 13th, it's Daka Braka, a hit at New York's Global Fest 2014. This quartet's astonishingly powerful and uncompromising vocal range creates a transnational sound rooted in Ukrainian culture, accompanied by Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian traditional instrumentation. Okay, Duke performances. 919-660-3356. And the box office number is 919-684-4444. All right, Duke performances. Coming up Thursday, October 30th, Vox Luminous at Duke Chapel. Founded 10 years ago, the young Belgian vocal ensemble Vox Luminous have quickly earned a reputation among choral music aficionados for their fervent dedication to Renaissance and Baroque repertoire, their exquisite tuning and blend, and their clarity of sound. In 2012, the ensemble won Gramophone Recording of the Year. Tickets, $36 and $20, ages 30 and under 15, and Duke students, $10. On Saturday, November 1st, Chompy Concert No. 2, featuring Amarnet String Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. The Chompy share the season's second concert with the Amarnet String Quartet, an ensemble praised by the New York Times as immensely satisfying. The Amarnet is quartet in residence at Florida International University. Its founding violinist, Juilliard graduate Marcia Litley, is a native of Greenville, North Carolina. Tickets $25 and all students $10. Sunday, November 2nd, it's Yefim Bronfman at Baldwin Auditorium. The commanding Grammy-winning pianist, Yefim Bronfman, displays his gifts on the world's biggest stages as a first-call concerto player. As a solo performer, his playing is distinguished by exceptional grace, with brawny fingers seemingly somehow to barely brush the keys as though there were nothing to it. That's from the Los Angeles Times. Tickets $48 and $42, ages 30 and under, $15. Duke students, it's $10. Thursday, November 6th, at Duke performances, Alan Toussaint at Preservation Hall Jazz Band at Carolina Theater. In a meeting of New Orleans' best-known musical treasures, R&B legend Alan Toussaint joins with traditional jazz giants, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, as the Crescent City holds sway at the Carolina Theater. Toussaint is one of the most influential figures in contemporary New Orleans music, a renowned songwriter and producer who is celebrated for his deft touch and funky feel on the piano. Tickets are $55, $50, and $45, and Duke students get in for $10. Moving to the PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com. The PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Thursday, October 30th, it's Brantley Gilbert with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis. Sunday, November 9th, Laugh Out Loud Funny. Jeff Dunham and his cast of characters with the Disorderly Conduct Tour. Dunham is best known for his famed troupe of sidekicks who are on tour with him. Walter the Grumpy Retiree, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, the beer-fueled redneck Bubba J, the manic purple creature Peanut, the spicy pepper from south of the border, Jose Jalapeno, and Peanut's own ventriloquist dummy, Little Jeff, a mini version of the ringmaster himself. Dunham handcrafts each character personally and brings them to life on stage. Tickets, $43.50. Again, that's Jeff Dunham, Sunday, November 9th at PNC Arena. Saturday, November 22nd, the live debut of The Christmas Attic. Shows are at 3 and 8 p.m. Ticket prices range from $30 to $71.50. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will wrap up 2014 by performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time. Again, that's November 22nd. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra at PNC Arena. Shows are at 3 and 8 p.m. Friday, December 5th, the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. The Black Keys tour supports the duo's highly anticipated album Turn Blue, released last May. Produced by Danger Mouse, Dan Auerbach, and Patrick Carney, Turn Blue comprises 11 new tracks, including the first single, Fever. Of the new album, Carney says, "We are always trying to push ourselves when we make a record. Not repeat our previous work, but not abandon it either. On this record, we let the songs breathe and explored moods, textures, and sounds." December 10th through the 15th at PNC Arena, it's Disney on Ice presents Frozen. And then Wednesday, December 31st, to close out 2014 at PNC Arena, it's the Abbott Brothers. Ticket prices for the Abbott Brothers performance, $39.50 to $59.50. Okay, down-home concerts from Pinecone. A common thread ties together this year's range of down-home concerts, roots. Some musicians describe themselves as folk, some as bluegrass, and others as Americana. But all of this year's artists have strong roots that tie their music back to the musical traditions that are still alive and vibrant in North Carolina today. Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. That's coming up on Thursday, November 13th at 8 p.m. Then on Friday, January 16th at 8 p.m., it's Aoife O'Donovan. Now, former Old Crow Medicine Show member Willie Watson is touring in support of his debut album, Folk Singer, Volume Number 1. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.